Honolulu's H power plant burns tons of trash every year, but it also produces a lot of ash that ends up at the landfill. The city has just gone out to bid on a contract to find a way to recycle that byproduct instead of taking up space in the landfill. That's just one of the challenges of managing Oahu's waste. It's quite a balancing act, keeping costs down for the taxpayer and doing what's right for the environment. Lori Kaikina is the city's chief engineer. It's her job to try and do just that.
What we're hoping is the technology now is out there that a company can come and take the ash, that's the residue from H power when we burn our trash, that's really the bulk of what's going to the landfill right now. Reuse that ash beneficially here on island, including the ASR, that's automotive shredded residue. So when we recycle our vehicles, the fluff that on your roof, your seat, the dashboard, that kind of material is going to the landfill right now, and we would want it to go to H power, get burned, and then the residue, I'm sorry, the ASR is going to the landfill. We want to take that out of the landfill. So the RFP is going to require that whoever bids on this project needs to take both the ASR and the ash out of the landfill, beneficially reuse it on the island.
So no shipping of that material?
No
off.
Shipping. It's got to be used here on the island. Cleaned, recycled, and repurposed on island.
So what would that be used for? What other types of materials would be recycled from that?
There's another municipality that is using it in the mainland. I should take that back because that's only the bottom ash. What certain companies are saying they can do is they use it for base course, maybe when we're filling in trenches or with our asphalt, use it there. I'm not sure what else technology they're going to propose.
When will that contract be awarded, you think?
It usually takes maybe about 3 months, 4 months to actually, we have to evaluate because different bidders are going to put in their, they can propose different ideas and the city staff is going to have to evaluate what is in the best package, I guess, offered to the city and evaluate it and select that and then give out the contract. So yeah, I would think between 3 to 4 months.
Okay. Anything else that's new that you folks are doing besides dealing with this ash? Because that has been a sore spot at the landfill.
Right. If we can divert that, wow, that'd be great. So we're trying to deal with the China not accepting that our recyclables are dirty. You know, not that they want pristine. I think what they're asking is doable, is achievable. But I think they've been asking for several years and we've not been complying. So they've just put the hammer down. We're not going to take any more of your recyclables until it's at a higher, cleaner level. So other countries are stepping in, but they're not as big as China. So that's going to be quickly saturated. When I've asked my counterparts on the mainland, what are you doing? Almost all of them are landfilling. But at least we're lucky we have H power. But the environmentalists, they're not in an uproar that no way are you going to do that. They're kind of open to it as a temporary fix. That, okay, you know, maybe because we're in the bind now and it's costing us so much money to recycle, and you are using fossil fuels to ship to the mainland as a temporary thing, maybe we might be agreeable to going to H power, but it can't be your cure-all forever. And also, they're very interested in source reduction from the start, and we're in full support of that. That makes a lot of sense.
But is that just plastics?
No, all recyclables, plastics, paper, cardboards, we can't really send glass to H power or metals, but yeah, all recyclables.
What's the snapshot on glass at this point? Because a lot of folks just put that in the blue bin and that gets sorted out in some places, correct?
Yes, and that is actually a negative commodity for us. It costs money to ship it, and a lot of manufacturers actually don't want it. It's not cost-effective to actually clean and use the bottle. They just want to generate a new one. So you're using sources, right, resources to create a new bottle. So it would make sense to reuse the glass, but, it's costing us to recycle it. So what we're going to do is the next RFP that we're going to put out is to use same thing like ash, reuse it on island, and the managing director and myself, we went up to Japan. There's a technology up there that they are using, They grind up that glass, no matter what color it is, and they grind it up with ceramic balls. And they can make different types of dense materials with it. So they're using it as, like, floatables. It's full of air. And it's like almost like a cinder rock. And they put it on top of lakes or even at treatment plants to help eat up the algae and the odor. They've grind it all the way up to grains. So you can use it as fill material, cement mixing. I was kind of excited about using it at the golf courses or beach replenishment. So there's a lot of potential in that RFP to use the glass on island. So that's the next one we're putting out.
So the new technological advances may really help us.
Yes, absolutely.
That was Lori Kaikina, the director of the City and County of Honolulu's Environmental Services Department. The H Power plant recently expanded its capacity with the addition of a third boiler. A recent audit highlighted that the city is paying a penalty because it doesn't burn enough regular trash under the contract with its operator. Kaikina says it's close, but it is important to underscore that capacity is critical. The city and state expect to increase its housing inventory, which will add to the collection. And a bill to begin charging households a $5 fee for garbage pickup, down for the proposed $10 fee to help offset the costs, is still being considered by the Honolulu City Council. You can listen back and find audio links to the story on our podcast page, hawaiipublicradio.org.